Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so among yourselves, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God in truth. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. At that time, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.'" And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened." On this day, the 24th of October, we commemorate Aretas the Great Martyr and Syncletiki and her 2 daughters. These martyrs contested for piety's sake in the year 524 in Najran, a city of Arabia Felix, present-day Yemen, when Du Nuwas, ruler of the Himyarite tribe of South Arabia and a Judaizer, took power. He sought to blot out Christianity, especially at Najran, a Christian city. Against the counsels of Aretas, chief man of Najran, the city surrendered to Du Nuwas, who immediately broke the word he had given and sought to compel the city to renounce Christ. Led by St. Aretas, hundreds of martyrs, including women, children, and babes, valiantly withstood his threats and were beheaded and burned. After the men had been slain, all the freeborn Christian women of Najran were brought before the tyrant and commanded to abjure Christ or die. Yet they rebuked the persecutor with such boldness that he even said the men had not insulted him so contemptuously. So great was their faith that not one woman was found to deny Christ in all Najran, although some of them suffered torments more bitter than most of the men. In alliance with Byzantium, the Ethiopian king Elesbaan liberated Najran from Du Nuwas soon after and raised up churches in honor of the martyrs. Najran became a place of pilgrimage until the rise of Islam a century later. At the end of his life, King Elesbaan, who was also called Caleb, retired into solitude as a hermit. He sent his crown to Jerusalem as an offering to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. He also is commemorated on this day as a saint. Saint Aretha's name in Arabic, Harith, means plowman, tiller, much the same as George does in Greek. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.